Hi there. This is Neil Satin, the host of the Relationship Alive podcast. Things are getting really exciting around here. First, because, well, we're 3 weeks away from the 100th episode of Relationship Alive, and I have something very special in store for you for that day. I'm hoping that you get excited too. It's going to be an episode totally focused on attraction, and we are going to be talking with both John Gottman and Sue Johnson to talk about how to build attraction, how to foster attraction, and what to do when attraction goes away. So I'm really excited to bring that episode to you in just a few weeks, and I'm hoping you'll help me get the word out about the 100th episode as well. On top of that, my wedding to Chloe is also 3 weeks away, and there's a lot going on, so much so that I'm sorry to say we did not get an episode recorded for you today. And I know that that's what I said would happen last week. So I apologize for that. We will still do an episode together. It's probably going to be 2 weeks from now. So rather than being an episode, this week is really an interlude. See this as a chance for you to dive deep into the archives of Relationship Alive and to listen to one of those episodes that you haven't had a chance to hear yet. Or if there's something that made a huge impact on you, you might want to listen to that again and see if there's more growth to glean from one of the episodes you've already heard. Either way, this week is your chance to take advantage of a little extra free time. And I'm going to be playing catch up on this end as well. So, on top of that, we will be resuming with a full-fledged episode next week. We'll be joined by David Burns, the author of Feeling Good and Feeling Good Together. He's a professor at Stanford and also one of the main popularizers of cognitive behavioral therapy, particularly in dealing with depression and anxiety. And we're going to be talking all about how to use his new method of team therapy to get closer in your relationship. I mean, that's what all these episodes are about, so it feels kind of silly to be saying that. But that's the point anyway, is to talk about David's approach to bringing you closer together with your partner. And it may not quite be what you would think, given the background on him that I just gave you. After that, episode 99 will be with Chloe, just as promised before, and that will be really exciting because it's in preparation of our wedding. And then 3 weeks from now, episode 100 will be what I just told you about. That will also be our wedding week. So it's going to be a big week here in my world. Anyhow, on top of that, if you haven't had a chance to download either of my guides yet, then this might be a good opportunity to do that as well. You can get my free top 3 secrets to communicating in relationship by visiting neilsatin.com/relate or texting the word relate to the number 33444 and following the instructions. Or if you haven't gotten my first guide, which is the single most powerful thing that will make or break your relationship, then this could be a good time to do that as well. You can get that by visiting neilsatin.com and just clicking the Send Me the Action Plan button, or you can text the word relationship to the number 33444 and follow the instructions. So even though this isn't a full-fledged episode of the podcast, there's still plenty to do to take advantage of this time and move a little bit further down the road of growing in terms of your capacity for living and enjoying life and particularly enjoying relationship. I'm so grateful for you, for your listenership, for your feedback and comments. And you can also join us, if you haven't already, in the Relationship Alive community on Facebook. All right. I think that's it for this week. Looking forward to seeing you next week with David Burns. And in the meantime, take care. And if it's summertime where you are, enjoy the sun. I know we are here in Maine in the States. And in the meantime, I'm looking forward to seeing you next week. Take care.